Sometimes I think we think our past successes means that this current problem is not going to be a big deal, so we don't need to connect.
But Jonathan Evans says it's a mistake to believe our difficulties are small enough to take care of without God at our side.
We need God all the time. He is the main ingredient that helps us experience the taste of victory.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Many of us pray about the serious problems we face in life, but don't want to bother God with the little things we think we can handle on our own. Well, today, Jonathan Evans points out that small issues often turn out to be bigger than we expected, and our misguided sense of independence from God can get us into serious trouble. Let's join him as he explains.
My wife, Kanika, is the penny pincher in our family. When I say penny pincher, I'm talking about literally pinching the penny. Like, she's not trying to let anything get outside of our house unless it's appropriately spent. And she'll do anything that she can to save money. Big kudos to her, but sometimes it takes a little extra time to get out of there. Sometimes we're in Target a little bit too long, and I'll be in there with her and we'll be shopping, and I'm doing the best I can, you know, trying to be a good husband. I'm in there with her and we're shopping, and a lot of times I go by myself, but I do it a little bit differently because she pulls up this app and I don't know what it is, what it's called. She keeps telling me that I need to connect to it. So she pulls up this app and she's able to scan stuff on the app. So we're walking through the store and she's scanning stuff, just beep, 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 just scanning stuff. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, this app, being connected to this app, gives you savings. And I'm like, you probably saving a nickel or a dime. It's not a big deal. Let's go. Like, it's taking some time. Sometimes I even have to tell her, hey, close your eyes as we head out the store so that you don't stop and see anything else, because she'll walk through the store. I'll guide her with her eyes closed, but then she'll open her left eye and veer off to the left. Beep, beep, beep. And she starts scanning stuff again. And I'm like, Lord, if we don't get out of this store, because I'm thinking about time, she's thinking about the dime. And we finally get up to the front and we get to the cash register and they're scanning things one thing at a time. Beep. And then she looks at me and she says, look, babe, we saved 50 cents. The next thing, beep, look, babe, 75. Beep, look, babe, we saved a dollar. I mean, she creates songs with it just to get under my skin. Beep, look, babe, 80 cents. And we finally get in the car and get home, and she knows that I'm like, oh, we're finally home. Here she is connecting in this app and scanning the whole store to get these little bitty savings. And she said, I know you think that it's small, but what you need to realize is that that little bitty savings adds up. And so she's telling me about how she saved $20 at the time we were just at the store. Then she tells me the week before I saved 30. The week before that, I saved 40. So she's talking to me, but I'm listening like a husband. That is, until she added all of it up. At the point that she added all of it up and she gave me the final number after so many months, she gave me that final number, and all of a sudden I zeroed back in and started looking at her. All of a sudden I could hear her again, because the number that she said was much higher than I thought. All of a sudden I'm talking about, now tell me about that app, because I need to be connected to something that can take me higher than what I thought. Joshua here, if you notice, he lost connection. He's going to battle, but one thing that you don't see in this passage in Joshua chapter 7, verse 2, 3, and 4, when he's sending his men up, is you don't see God anywhere. You don't see God anywhere in this passage when he's going into his battles. And how many times do we go into our battles because we perceive it to be small, so we feel like we don't need to connect? We perceive it to be not a big issue, so we feel like it's no problem for us not to have to scan the God app on this one, because it's down here with me and I should be able to handle it. So he decides to move forward without talking to God on this battle, even though God has given him victory chapter after chapter after chapter. And how many times do you and I do this? How many times do you and I go forward Put the God app in our pocket. Don't use it to scan this circumstance in our marriage. Don't use it to scan this circumstance in our business or finance. Scan this circumstance and what we're going through with forgiveness and relationships and all of these different things. We don't go to God. We don't use God. We don't go to His word. We don't depend on God, wait on God. God is a non-issue because we perceive that this problem is small enough for me to take care of it on my own. And that teaches me something. It lets me know that what I perceive has nothing to do with what I actually achieve. Kanika being connected to that app was an environment that saves, and it took her a whole lot higher than what I thought. We have to be connected to an environment that saves, never thinking that our perception is enough, because he sent his spies up there and his boys came back down and they said, it's not a big deal. This is not something that we need to toil over. This is not something that we need to spend a whole lot of time on. Joshua, this is not a big deal. We don't even need to send our whole army up there. We don't need to have accountability. We don't need to have a whole lot of people praying. We don't need to be in community at the church. We don't need to be in our small group. We don't need to really be connected to what we used to do because this problem is small. So we can disconnect because of how we perceive our problem. And then our problem becomes a lot bigger than what we thought. They went up to spy out Ai and came back down running and fleeing because the problem was a whole lot bigger and a little bit higher than what they thought it was. When Joshua sent his spies up there to look at Ai, they came back and said, they're small, not a big deal. But if you think the problem is small, small in comparison to who? Like, who are you comparing your problem to where you can perceive that it's small? Obviously, they thought bigger of themselves. They thought more of themselves than they ought to think. In order to think their problem was small, that means they had to think that they were big. So they thought that yesterday's victories and all of the things that they had accomplished up until this point and being able to defeat Jericho and being able to knock the walls down with a shout and being able to just blow trumpets and the walls come tumbling down, they thought that that former victory would carry over to this current problem. They thought too high of themselves. Sometimes I think we think our past successes means that this current problem is not going to be a big deal. So we don't need to connect. Even though it was God who helped me yesterday, I think I can handle this problem on my own today. So the spies told Joshua, it is not a big deal. So we can leave God out. This reminds me of Numbers 13, where Moses sent up the spies, Joshua, Caleb, and the boys. They had a different report. Watch this. Their report was, they're too big. We're too small. They said, we are like grasshoppers in their sight. So they didn't connect to God and go forward and take the land that God told them to take because their view was that problem's too big for me to move forward and do what God told me to do. In Joshua 7, their view was that problem's so small, we don't need God at all. Either way, they left God out. Let me tell you something about pride. Most people think pride is when I think high of myself. But pride is also when you think low of yourself. Pride is anytime you are the subject or the object through which you decide to leave God on the sideline. Whenever God is on the sideline because you think too high of yourself, like they did in Joshua 7, but in Numbers 13, the spies thought too low of themselves. Either way, they left God out. And whenever God is left on the sideline, it's prideful because you're using yourself as the object by which you make the decision. And most people have pride wrong, not realizing that even if I down myself, even if I don't believe in myself, even if I'm using myself as the reason not to go forward, if I disconnect and don't scan the God app on what he's calling me to do or the battle that I'm facing, I'm just as prideful as the person who thinks high of themselves because I still use myself as the object to leave God marginalized and on the sideline. So that puts us all in a similar boat. This was prideful of Joshua to think that after scanning God, chapter after chapter after chapter, issue after issue after issue, that he could just leave God on the sideline because of his own perception. And a lot of us have gotten caught in that. I have even gotten caught in that. I remember a story where Moses got caught in that in Exodus chapter 3. Y'all remember the story in Exodus chapter 3. Moses was called by God, the burning bush, and God told him to go face Pharaoh and let my people go. And in Exodus chapter 3, verse 11, Moses says, "Who am I?" He says, "Who am I that you would send me to go to Pharaoh?" In other words, he said, "Am I?" And then a few verses later, God says, "I am." I want you to notice the difference here. Moses used himself to determine whether he could do what God told him to do, whether he can face the battle that God told him to face, whether he could face the situation that's at hand, because he was looking at the situation as so huge. Then he looked at himself and said, "Am I?" And God said, "I am." Most of us are looking at what God is calling us to do and looking at the battles that we're facing, and we're doubting ourselves and we're saying, "Am I?" And God is saying, "No, you're not, but I am. I am that I am everything that you need." The only way you can do what you're called to do and fight the battles that you're called to fight and go forward the way that you're called to go forward is not because of "am I," it's because of "I am." And when you change the position of the personal pronoun, when you put the "I am" before the "am I," then you have God in the proper position so that you can actually take down the battle no matter what you perceive. You can actually go forward in your calling no matter what you perceive. You can actually move forward in the direction based on his word that he's calling you to go in his marriage and things that you may think are bigger than life and bigger than you, no matter what you perceive, because we put God in his proper place. I am. It's not about "am I," it's about "I am." And Joshua's "am I" meant we're big enough to handle this small problem. And Joshua made a mistake that would hurt him, because it says the men of Israel fled before the men of Ai after saying, "It's not a big deal."
Jonathan Evans will have more of today's message when he returns in just a moment. You know, none of what we do here at The Alternative would be possible without the faithful contributions of people like you. And that's one reason we've put together a special package to say thank you for those who make a donation to help keep this ministry going. It starts with Jonathan's brand new book, Fighting Your Battles, Every Christian's Playbook for Victory. It also includes his current 10-message audio collection called Survivor. Together, this life-changing package expands what we've been learning today about how God can be trusted to bring you triumphs, both large and small. God's got something special he intends for you to do, and these resources will help you follow him to victory. We'd like you to have a copy of Fighting Your Battles and the Survivor audio series as our gift when you make a donation to help support the work of The Alternative. But don't wait. This offer will only be around for a few more days. Details are waiting for you at tonyevans.org, where you can also find out how to get the companion Fighting Your Battles DVD and Bible study guide. Again, that's tonyevans.org, or call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our friendly team members help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. We'll have more of today's message from Jonathan right after this. You're a dedicated, kingdom-minded pastor, but are you ready to take your teaching to the next level?
So let me explain something. If you don't want to hear about Jesus, don't invite me.
On October 4th through the 7th, join in the Kingdom Agenda Pastor Summit and discover your full potential.
How do I manage? How do I balance? How do I cope with this blessing and brokenness at the same time?
With over 40 workshops to choose from, engage with the Word in the way that's best for you. And there's even sessions dedicated for pastors' wives.
Although we believe that we're in one body, we're functioning like stepchildren.
The path to real discipleship is right in front of you. Are you ready to begin? Register today for the Kingdom Leaders Summit at cap2022.com. That's cap2022.com. Find out why God has called you. Sponsored by the Urban Alternative.
We need God all the time. He is the main ingredient that helps us experience the taste of victory. And as I'm thinking about the taste of victory and the things that are going on right now in our world, we need victory. We need victory in our country, our world. We need victory in our families. We need a victory in our church. We need victory. So we can no longer say as people and as a church and in our marriages, we can no longer say, am I? And let that be the determining factor on whether we go forward or whether we quit. We have to start thinking, whether I am or I'm not, I know He is everything that I need to experience the taste of victory in the circumstances that I'm facing. My daughter, Kelsey, she's the sugar monster in our house. Listen, guys, when I say the sugar monster, this girl, I mean, she just spots a grain of sugar on the floor and she goes crazy. I mean, that's what she does. She is the sugar monster. She loves cooking and baking chocolate chip cookies. And she's gotten a lot better at it now. The first time she did it with her mom, and your mom taught her. She was putting all the ingredients in. Everything looked good. It tasted good. She baked it. She pulled it out. Everybody had a good time with those chocolate chip Kelsey's cookies. She would appreciate me saying that, Kelsey's cookies. But a couple days later, me and my wife walked out there and noticed that she was trying to do it by herself. And we looked at each other and said, we don't know how this is going to go. But she said, it's not a big deal. I've got it. I've been through this before. Last time you were with me, you showed me. So I figured I can do it by myself. Looked like she was putting everything in there, and she scooped the cookies onto the tray. She put the tray into the oven, and 5 minutes later, the oven was smoking. Literally. Smoke was coming out of the oven after 5 minutes of the cookies being in the oven. I walked over there. I said, Kelsey, what did you do? She said, I don't know. I used all the ingredients. Listen, the cookies look like crackers. They were cracker cookies. I called them crackies. They were crackies because they were cracker cookies because they didn't rise. They didn't have any leaven in them. They didn't rise. They just spread out on the tray, and it looked like they were bubbling and frying underneath, turning black because they didn't rise. It was just a mess. She had these crackies cooking in the oven, and so we took the crackies out and put them on the side, and I said, Kelsey, we missed something. And her mom, my wife, went over it. Kelsey, you didn't put flour in the cookies. That's why we got crackies. You missed an ingredient thinking you can do it by yourself. She said, well, I thought I did everything by herself. And then she went over and she started scraping the crackies off the pan. She started scraping the crackies off the pan and walked over to the trash can. When she walked over to the trash can, me and my wife said, what are you doing? Where are you going with that? She said, well, I'm throwing it away. Then me and my penny-pinching saving wife, who saves on everything, we looked at each other and said, no, you're not going to throw it away. She said, what do you mean I'm not going to throw it away? What are we going to do with it then? You're going to eat it. You have to eat the crackies. You made it. You got to eat it. You decided to go forward without mom. You missed some ingredients in what you were trying to cook up. So we don't waste Ghirardelli chocolate chips. Like, we don't waste 2 sticks of butter and granulated sugar. We don't waste stuff like that. So we had her eat the crackies that she made so that she can experience the taste, so that the next time she tries to cook those chocolate chip cookies, she doesn't miss the main ingredient. And the main ingredient wasn't the flour. The main ingredient was her mother. Because no matter what she's cooking, if she has her mother's going to make sure that she has all the ingredients necessary to cook up the taste of victory that she has in her head when she goes forward to make the dish. A lot of us are having to eat things that we cooked without God. A lot of us are having to taste defeat when victory's right there. If we bring the main ingredient and scan the God app on that particular situation so that He can give us all the ingredients necessary. Why? Because I have a plan for you. It's mine, Joshua. You don't get to determine this. I get to determine this, and you can receive victory that I give you. I want to read something to you because Joshua is about to realize that this is much higher than he thinks. What is the word that you hear over and over as I read these three verses? Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Beth-Aven, east of Bethel, and said to them, go up and spy out the land. So the men went up and spied out Ai. They returned to Joshua and said to him, do not let all the people go up. Only about 2,000 or 3,000 men need to go up to Ai. Do not make all the people toil up there. They are few. So about 3,000 men from the people went up there, but they fled from the men of Ai up. Over and over again in three verses, up, up, up. Joshua miscalculated. The spies miscalculated that even though it was small, it was up. And even though you perceive something physically, it was a lot higher than you thought. See, a lot of us are perceiving things physically and not realizing that it's up. A lot of us are perceiving things in the physical realm and not realizing it's fortified by something in the spiritual realm. It's up. That's why Ephesians 6:12 tells us that the battle is not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers and world forces of darkness and spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Just because you think it's small, Joshua, it doesn't mean it's not up. In other words, it's above your pay grade. That's why we always have to go to God. Because what we perceive in the physical doesn't mean there's not something else going on in the spiritual. Finally, my son Camden, he wanted to reach a ball, and so he jumped up on a ladder. I told him the ladder is too high. Don't go up there. It's too high. But he said, Dad, I can do it. And if you know how I parent, I said, all right, go ahead. So he went up there, and he got to the top and looked down and said, huh, started shaking. He said, Dad, get me. And if you know how I parent, I said, nope. Come down one step at a time. And he's shaking the whole time coming down this ladder. One step at a time, shaking and shaking. He gets down. He's breathing hard. Dad, that was much higher than I thought. I know, son. Next time I should just ask you to do it. I know, son. Can you do it? Sure, son. I reached up without even getting on the ladder and got his ball and gave it to him. Camden said, wow, Dad, you're tall. I said, I know, son. He said, man, that was higher than I thought. Next time and from now on, I'll just ask you to do it because you're higher than anything I need to reach on my own. All of us have experienced going up too high, thinking a problem is small and something that we can reach. And we go up there and now we're shaking. God will ask you to come down one step at a time. And when you get down, you'll say, that was higher than I thought. God, can you do it for me? And that's when you can experience him doing exceedingly abundantly beyond all that you can ask or think according to the power that works in you. And then he hands you the victory that you've always wanted. Connect to him because he can take you up when it's a situation that's higher than you think.
Jonathan Evans, with important insights on why God should be involved in every aspect of your life. Dr. Tony Evans has graciously taken a few days away from the broadcast to allow us the opportunity to present this series of encouraging messages from his son and co-laborer in ministry, Jonathan Evans. Survivor is a 10-lesson collection that'll help you make the most of life's difficult moments, encouraging you to find refuge in God's partnership with you in your battles and struggles. We're happy to send you this complete audio series on CD or digital download, along with Jonathan's powerful new book that goes hand in hand with the material we've been hearing today. The book is called Fighting Your Battles, Every Christian's Playbook for Victory. We're offering both of these resources for a limited time as our thank you when you request them and make a contribution to help support the ministry of Dr. Evans and The Alternative. So be sure to visit TonyEvans.org right away. That's TonyEvans.org. Or call our 24-hour resource request line at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help with your request. Again, that number is 1-800-800-3222. Sometimes the defeats we experience in life are exactly what we need to burst our bubble of pride and remind us how much we need God. Tomorrow, Jonathan Evans will tell the story of a biblical character who learned that lesson the hard way and how we can avoid the same mistake. I hope you'll join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.